Thank you, Father. And we're going to go on now with the Word of God. I think the young people are going to help Andrew do some speaking this afternoon. So let's give them a big clap as they come forward. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. God is good, amen?
Amen.
Do you believe it?
I
said, do you believe it?
I do it.
Come on.
Amen.
The Bible says the dead in Christ shall rise first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're risen already.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, when I saw Richard, I thought, I know that face, but, you know, he's grown. I haven't seen him for a couple of years, and he stood like, done that sort of thing. So, as they do. Amen. So, praise God. I want to speak about Jesus being revealed. Jesus being revealed. You can sit down for a while. Chill, just chill, okay? I'm not there yet, but I'll give you the nod when I'm ready for you, okay? Jesus being revealed. Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. Turn with me to John's Gospel, chapter 14. Would you like to put that up on the... please, thank you. John's Gospel, and chapter 14. And we're going to start at verse 1. So girls, if you want your Bibles, you can just come and get your Bibles for now. And I don't need you yet, but yeah, I know you're ready. You're all keyed up and ready to go. And we really appreciated last Sunday what you did. It was great. It was encouraging. Wasn't it? It's good to see. Absolutely great to see what they did last Sunday. Praise God for that. And it was good to see a young lady give her heart and life to Jesus on Sunday as well. That was wonderful. So praise God for that. Glory to God. Have you got there yet? Good. I'm glad you have, because I haven't. I have now. John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 1. The words of Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
Believe in God.
Yeah.
Believe also in me, Jesus says.
Yeah.
In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know not the way where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, if we do not know where you are going, how do we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? How many of you know that Jesus today is the way, the truth, and the life? Amen? And when you know that Jesus is the truth and the way and the life, you will have an abundance of Jesus within you.
Amen.
When you begin to realize who He really is and what He has begun to do for each and every one of us, and also in one sense what He's already completed,
yes,
for each and every one of us. Because Jesus on that cross said, it is
finished.
I've completed the work. I've completed the task that my Heavenly Father has given me to do.
Amen.
We can't say that yet, can we?
No, much to do.
There is much yet to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So praise God, that means we're going to live some more.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. You see, I'm not planning to die. Glory to God. I've not even made a will yet. Because, Grayson, I'm just not planning to die. I'm just planning to live at the moment. You know, I mean, I have so many things that I feel God has laid before me to do that I just feel I don't see why I should plan to die yet, because I've got a lot of things to do, so I'm planning to live.
Amen.
Amen? Who's planning to live? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Great, so you're going to be around while I'm around. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Plan to live.
Amen.
Plan to live out your life in Christ Jesus. You know, this building is ours. We're just waiting for a piece of paper with a signature on it.
Amen.
But it's ours.
It is.
And we've things to do. We've purposes and plans that God has for us to move into.
Amen.
There's a land to possess, and God says, come on in. Come on in and possess the land. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And it's always through Jesus. There is no other way that you and I can get entrance into God's presence. There's no other way that we can come into the Creator's presence. The one who created all things, it has to be through Jesus. I hear people say, oh, there are many ways to God, and there are many gods. Well, sorry, there are not many ways to God. There is only one way to God, and it is through Jesus Christ. And there are not many gods. There is only one God. There's only one Lord. There's only one Savior.
Yes.
Amen? And there's only one Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father. Also now you now know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father and it is enough for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been so long with you and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. Wow. Have you seen Jesus? Have you seen Jesus? If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. And if you begin to read this book, the Bible, you will begin to see Jesus. And you will see the Father God, the Creator of all things. Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own initiative, but the Father, abiding in me, does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Otherwise, believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. That verse excites me. That verse fires me up and says, I want to be so connected with Jesus, that I want to be so in love with Jesus, that I want to hold the hand of Jesus, because he says in that verse there, that when Jesus has gone to the Father, he's done great works while he was down on the earth. The eyes of the blind were opened. The lepers were healed. The lame began to walk. The dead were raised. And we look at these things and we go, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. You know, new limbs. You know, there's a man, he comes to Jesus, and he's got no hand. And Jesus comes up to him. And he lays his hands on him. And says, receive a new limb. And there it happens. Hallelujah. You know? I like to do graphics. You know? Why do you let your... You know? Suddenly this hand appears.
Amen.
Out of where? We would say, oh, it appeared out of nowhere. Well, let me tell you, you're wrong. It appeared out of heaven.
Amen.
It appeared out of heaven. God caused it to be made manifest in the presence of people's eyes. And this man had a new hand. Wow. This is the Jesus that I serve and worship. Is this your Jesus? Is this your Jesus? Do you know him? Do you know him? He wants you to know him. But this verse so excites me. Says that, truly I say to you, he who believes, who believes? Do you believe? Oh, you do. Praise God. Everybody else did, but I was looking, you know. I thought, what's Bible college done to him? You know, hallelujah. I thought he lost it all of a sudden. Do you believe? Amen. We believe, Lord. Well, if we believe, this is what Jesus said. He said, if you believe in me, the works that I do, you also will do the same works and greater works. Wow. Wow. How's that going to happen? I don't know, but Jesus said that's what's going to happen.
Yes.
So the church, you and I, need to get moving.
Whoa, let's do it.
You and I need to start moving. We need to start moving closer to the Jesus of the cross. We need to take hold of his hand. That nail-pierced hand. And begin to believe that what he said is absolutely true. There's no argument. There's no debate. There is no question.
No.
Thomas had a few questions. We see him here asking questions. When he had his answers, he got on with it.
He did.
He went to be a missionary in India. He went into India and began to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to India. And some of your relatives way, 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 way back down the distant timelines somewhere had heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it has spread through into Nepal and gone on and gone on and gone, and men and women telling the story that Jesus Christ today is risen.
Yes.
He's ascended.
Yes.
And he's glorified. Hallelujah. We serve a risen Savior. We serve a glorious God. We serve a mighty King. He's victorious over everything. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. And he said to them, he said to his disciples, are you a disciple? Are you a disciple? Amen. Well, he said, you're going to do greater things than I've done. You're going to see greater things. You're going to see mightier things. Hallelujah. But he says we connect with him and we draw close to him. So praise his wonderful name. It's so exciting. The future that we have together in Christ Jesus is immense. I thank God for this building. But it's not big enough. You say, well, we've got space. I see the place filled. I see the place filled. We need another service on Sunday because the place is full. We need to have another service. Come on. Hey, if you don't get excited, I will, because I see these things. You look at all these houses right around this area where we live. This building cannot hold all these people. You can get excited. I'll wait for you. Hallelujah. I'll wait. Hallelujah. Yeah. The place is heaving and busting. There's life, there's power, there's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There's worship in the place. You know, why? You know, why don't we get to a place where we've got 24-hour worship and 24-hour prayer going on in the building? The disciples were gathered together in the upper room. They, and Jesus said to them, wait in Jerusalem. Tarry, stay there. Wait until you are endued with power, till you are equipped with the power. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. And that will only come as we as a body of believers come together and worship together. And as we come together and pray together. It is the only way. The principle is written down in the Bible. They tarried together. They came together. 120 of them gathered in the upper room and prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And then the Holy Spirit came in power to empower them. Hallelujah. And today the Church of Jesus Christ needs to be empowered with the Holy Spirit. So that when we go out and we just lay our hands on people, they're healed in the name of Jesus. They're saved in an instant through that revelation of Jesus Christ. And today the world needs a revelation of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
They don't need knowledge. There's plenty of knowledge out there on the internet. You can find every piece of information you want on the internet. But I'll tell you something, you can't find Jesus on the internet. You can't find Jesus on the internet. You can find information about him, but you can't find Jesus on the internet. It has to be a personal relationship, a face-to-face encounter with Jesus Christ himself. A face-to-face relationship with him who is exalted and raised up into an eternal life in Christ Jesus. It is something that is personal. And you can't find it on YouTube. You can't find it on Facebook. You can't find it anywhere on the internet. You can only find it in the Bible when you spend time with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn with me to Luke chapter 24. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 24. There were two disciples, and they were on a little journey. And these two disciples, Luke chapter 24 and verse 13. Two disciples who had started a journey, and they were on the way to a village, a small town, some 7 miles away from Jerusalem. Jesus had already been crucified. He'd been in the tomb for 3 days. And suddenly they'd heard that the women had been to the tomb, and when they got there on that third day, the stone had been rolled away. There was no body in there, just grave clothes. And they're wondering to themselves, and they're journeying to Emmaus and wondering what has happened to Jesus. And two disciples began to come down the road of Emmaus, sad, depressed, just wondering what's happening, talking amongst themselves and just wondering what the next thing's going to happen to them, when suddenly a third person joins them and says to them,
"What kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad?
Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things that
that have happened in these days?
What things?
The things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him.
But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened.
Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive.
And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it, just as the woman had said, but him they did not see.
O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
Amen. So they journeyed on together. And it says that this man who they'd met on the road began to expound to them and begins to share with them all the things that the prophets had spoken of Jesus and all the things that had been said about him and how it was necessary for Christ to suffer these things to enter into his glory. And he began, it says in verse 27, and in the beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. And as they approached the village, he was about to go on, and he acted as though to go further. And they urged him and said, "Come, stay with us, for it is getting towards evening, and the day is nearly over." And he went and stayed with them. And it came about that when he reclined at table with them, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and began to give it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he vanished from their sight. Wow. They were amazed. They'd been talking with Jesus. They journeyed towards the village. And they had not recognized Jesus. Do you know there are people today who talk with Jesus and yet still do not recognize him? Or should I say, Jesus talks to them and they don't recognize that Jesus is there. They don't recognize him as the Son of God. They don't recognize him as the one who died and rose again on that third day. You see, you have to come into a relationship. You have to connect with him. You have to see through different eyes. You don't need to go to the opticians to see Jesus. You need your spiritual eyes to be opened. And you see, as they were sat at the table, and Jesus begins to break the bread. And in the breaking of the bread, this symbolism of the Lord's table, as we come and we break bread together. When we break bread, we connect with Jesus. When the disciples were sat together and Jesus was amongst them, and Jesus began to take that bread and break it, suddenly, they saw Jesus. Suddenly, their eyes were opened. But Their eyes were already opened, but their spiritual eyes were opened. And they saw into another dimension that this was no ordinary man that walked with them. But this man was the man Christ Jesus. This man was the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And the Son of the living God wants to reveal himself to each and every one of us. To everybody in this world, Jesus wants to be able to reveal himself to everyone. And we need to pray. And we need to believe that God will do this. And God can do this. And he can reveal himself. And as I said, the disciples tried to say to him, stay with us, abide with us. Don't go to, you know, just hang around. And then suddenly it says in verse 32, after their eyes had been opened and he vanished from their sight, and they said to one another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road? And while he opened the scriptures to us, they did not have heartburn. Okay? They did not have indigestion, right? But they had a sense of a presence. They had a sense of a presence that they had not felt before. And the presence was the Son of God. The Son of God. And when you sense and feel the presence of the Son of God, Amen. He brings life.
Amen.
He brings victory. He brings healing.
Amen.
He brings deliverance. And he has come to set the captives free. Amen. Hallelujah. He's come to set captives free. He's come to bring deliverance and freedom to each and to every one of us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's so wonderful.
It is.
So precious. You and I need to have that encounter with Jesus where our hearts burn with a desire for something fresh and something new. When our hearts burn with a desire and an expectation that he is going to do something
Amen.
Mighty. He is going to do something wonderful. And your heart burns with an expectancy. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm so excited. What is God going to do next? What is God... When's he going to show up next? What's going to happen next?
Yes.
This is what it's about.
Yes.
Church is not.
Yes.
Church should not be a boring place. Church should be the place where things are so exciting. You're like, whoa, whoa. Yeah. What's going to happen next?
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
But suddenly, you can walk into church and you sort of, you're just coming into church and you're coming into the presence of God and you walk in and suddenly, what happened, you know? Whoa! The power of God hits us. And we say, whoa! What an experience to know that God is here.
Amen.
His Spirit is amongst us. And he's begun a work. Amen. He's begun a work. The disciples Those two disciples were so excited. He said, they got up that very same hour and they returned. They walked back 7 miles in the dark to Jerusalem. Amen. And they went and found the 11 disciples, the 11 apostles, to tell them what had just happened down in Emmaus.
Yes.
That they had actually sat at a table with the Lord Jesus Christ. And he'd been talking to them for a few miles down the road. And suddenly they'd invited him in and they'd gone and sat in his presence and they'd eaten together with him. And then suddenly he revealed himself to them.
Amen.
Wow. Oh, come on. Lord Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Let our eyes be opened. Let our spiritual eyes be opened. Let us see Jesus. And let everybody around begin to see the Christ, the Son of the living God. We need to see Jesus. We need to see Jesus. And they came running back to Jerusalem saying, the Lord is risen indeed. The Lord is risen indeed. The Lord's risen indeed. The Lord's risen indeed. The Lord's risen indeed. The Lord's risen indeed. They were running round all the disciples. Come on, come on. I'm telling you, we've seen him. We sat down with him. We had a meal with him. He's risen. He's risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't get excited. I'll do it all for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's risen.
Amen.
He's alive. Death cannot hold him down.
Amen.
Death has no sting. Death has no victory. He, Jesus, is risen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise his name. Oh, glory to God. The Lord Jesus Christ is risen and he is alive. Amen. I said he's alive. Hallelujah. Amen. And it says, and they, in verse 53, it says, and they continually in the temple were praising God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They were praising God because they knew that they knew that they knew that he was risen.
Amen.
They didn't get it off the internet.
No.
Hallelujah. They didn't read it in a book. They didn't get it second hand. They saw him face to face.
That's right.
Hallelujah. They felt his touch on their lives. Hallelujah. And we, the Church of Jesus Christ, need to feel the touch of the Lord Jesus Christ on our lives. Amen. And the only way we're going to do that is when we keep in relationship with him, when we stay in the Word of God, when we fellowship together and we come together as one body, praising God, worshiping God, and we will feel the touch of his hand upon our life. Hallelujah. When I feel the touch of his hand upon my life, it causes me to sing a song. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. And I just want to encourage you today. He is risen. Hallelujah. He's glorified and he's ascended into the heavens. And he's seated at the right hand of his heavenly Father. Praise his wonderful name. And we can rejoice and give him praise. Hallelujah. Because do you know? He says he watches over each and every one of us. He knows what's going to happen next week. He's already made plans for next week. He's already organized everything. You can't do it. I can't do it. But God's done it. He's a mighty God. Put your hand in the hand of the Master. Take hold of Jesus. Take hold of the man of Galilee. And walk with him. Every day. Let him speak to you. Like he spoke to these disciples on the Emmaus Road. Let him reveal himself to you. So that's what he wants to do. He wants you. He wants you to see and feel a tangible presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. I've been there. I felt that. I've experienced that. And all I can say is, Lord Jesus, I want more. I am not yet satisfied. I want more, Lord. I want more of you, Father. And you know, when he sees you hungering and thirsting after the things of God, he will reveal himself to you. Why? Because he loves you. He cares for you. He died for you. And he's come to set you free. And he's come to give you eternal life in Christ Jesus. Because he's risen.
Yes.
I said,
he's risen.
He's risen.
Amen. He's risen.
Hallelujah. All the time, Jesus wants to reveal himself to the world. That was God's plan. He sent Jesus to buy and purchase everything back that belongs to God so that God could come and reveal himself to his creation again. And that his creation could have a relationship with him. Right. God's not an ogre looking to beat you up. The Bible says God is love. Won't it be wonderful when we get all these things off this wall and I can put it up there again. God is love. Hallelujah. What a mighty word. God is love. Mighty God. I just want to encourage you this next week. I set the young people a task to read the book of Acts. Set you the task. This next few days, begin to read through the book of Acts. See what happened to the church once the Christ was risen. Once the Holy Spirit came upon the church and gave the church the power that had been given to Christ Jesus. And begin to read those examples and begin to read those stories and begin to rejoice and say, yes, Lord, I want to see that, Lord. Yes, Lord, I believe that. Yes, Lord, I'm expecting that to happen. Yes, Lord, I believe you will do it yet again and again and again. Amen? Because he's a God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He was the same when he was walking on the earth. He's the same now, and he's the same tomorrow. He's always there for us, and he will do great and mighty things. It's time to believe him more. It's time to trust him more. It's time to believe that he's going to lead us step by step. It's time to get up and follow him. It's time to press in and see God move. In mighty power.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do you believe that God wants to reveal himself to you in a new way? In a fresh way?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands and say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe that you want to reveal yourself to me and to my life. I believe, Lord, that you want to show me signs and wonders and miracles before my very eyes. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Help, Lord, my unbelief. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Thank you, amen. Praise God. This week, believe that you're going to see the hand of God move in a mighty way. Believe God. Believe you're going to hear from the voice of Jesus this week. Live with an expectancy. Grace and I have lived for 20 years expecting this building to appear. And here we are. We've lived and trusted Him. And we've got on with following Him, trying to follow in His footsteps. We've walked the road of Emmaus with Him. Walk the road. Walk the road. Hear the voice. Yes. Hear the voice of the love of God that is crying out to the generations around us in this area where we're living. Yeah. Hear the voice of God crying out to your friends, to your neighbors, to your relatives. Yes. Come unto me. All you are that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Come unto me, Jesus says. And as we come unto Him, and as your friends and your neighbors and your family come unto Jesus, they will know the burden's lifted. Amen. And they'll know the presence of a living God coming into their lives. Amen. Amen. Let us be to the world outside a revelation of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Let you and I be a revelation of Jesus Christ to our friends, to our neighbors. Amen. They won't see Him on TV. They won't see Him on Facebook. They won't see Him anywhere on the internet. They're looking for reality.
Amen. Amen.
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Let that life live in each and every one of us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're just going to close in prayer in a moment. But before we do that, it's great to see Stephen amongst us. He'll be back next week. He's got going to share with us next week. Yeah. Hallelujah. It's good to see him. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Good to see what you're doing.
Amen.
And we just thank God for what He's done in your life.
Amen.
And that's wonderful. Thank God for what He's done in Daniel and Sandy.
Yeah.
Just praise God. And Philip.
Yeah.
Richard.
Yeah. Woo! Mighty
better not,
men.
Yeah, mighty men of God, but better not forget the girls, that do we? You know, women of God.
Yeah.
Women of God.
Yeah.
Anointed.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Pray for these people. Pray for these young men and women.
Amen. Yes.
We have a prayer meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
If you can be here, pray with us.
Yeah.
Tuesday we have an English class on Tuesday morning. Come along. Let us assist and help and move forward together in the things of God.
Yes.
Friday, we have youth.
Yeah.
Praise His wonderful name. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And the young people will gather together, and we believe in God for more and more young people to come into this place being filled
yeah.
with Jesus and then being filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, as you can well imagine, at the moment I have so many things on my mind. There are so many things that have to be planned in these next few months as we're taking possession of this building.
Yep.
Praise God. So I need people to just gather over here for a few minutes who can help with the gardening, who can help with the cleaning of the church. We need to organize things now because my life is going to be so busy.
Yeah.
And the disciples, you know, came to a place in their lives where they said to the people that it is for the apostles, it wasn't good for them to be waiting on tables.
Yeah.
Do you want to interpret this? It wasn't good for them to be waiting on tables and neglecting the spiritual side of the work.
Yeah.
And we've all called to different gifts and ministries. We have different talents.
Bible ma lekheko chhani yo chela haru lai chi ke bhaye bhane apostle haru lai unhar lai chi abo parmeshwar ko kaam ko lagi bolaeko thiyo ani parmeshwar ko kaam ma matra bolaera unhar le parmeshwar ko tyo building ko yata uta kaam haru ma tesmai dherai time bitaera unhar le aadmi ki kura ma chai dhyan na chhodnu bhanera lekheko cha.
You know, in the future we'll have to, this will become a busy building.
अनि भविष्यमा आएर यो ठाउँ एकदमै बिजी हुनेछ. यो बिल्डिङ
being used every day, it will need to be cleaned and kept clean.
अनि यो बिल्डिङ चाहिँ अब दैनिकी रूपमा पनि प्रयोग गरिन्छ अनि यसको लागि चाहिँ अब साफ सफाइहरू पनि महत्त्वपूर्ण छ.
We have a wonderful piece of land outside of gardens and lawns and flowers. It needs to be kept tidy. People have said to me, since we came to this building, it has never looked so good.
अनि यो बाहिरको हाम्रो यो गार्डनहरू या फुलहरू पनि अब तिनीहरूलाई पनि हेरविचार गर्ने कुराहरू हुन्छ. अनि या मलाई धेरै मानिसहरूले भनेको छ कि तपाईँहरू यो बिल्डिङमा आउनुभएदेखि यो बिल्डिङको एकदमै सबै परिवर्तन देखेको छ, एकदमै सुन्दर देखेको छ यो बिल्डिङ भनेर.
We're making an impression on the neighbors around us.
अनि यहाँ चाहिँ हामीले के गरेका छौँ भने हाम्रो छिमेकीहरूले पनि यो हाम्रो कामहरू देखेर उनीहरू पनि एकदम इम्प्रेस हुनुभएको छ.
In the future we'd like to, you know, give opportunity maybe to have a coffee morning and maybe having where we'd make some meals and we would feed people and feed them not just with food but feed them with the word of God.
अनि हामी भविष्यमा हेर्छ यस्तै हामी अब यहाँ कफीको मर्निङहरू पनि बनाउने छौँ एउटा यस्तो क्याफे टाइपको अनि त्यसपछि त्यस्तो गएर फेरि अब हामी अब यहाँ खानाहरूमा पनि मान्छेहरूलाई इन्भाइट गर्नेछौँ भविष्यमा.
And there are going to be a lot more young people coming into the church and older people coming into the church.
अनि त्यहाँबाट धेरै यङ मान्छेहरू पनि आउनेछन् अनि धेरै बुढाबुढी मानिसहरू पनि आउनेछन् यहाँ.
But we have to now start to get ready.
अनि तर त्यसको लागि चाहिँ हामी अहिलेदेखि नै हामीलाई तयार पार्नु पर्नेछ.
We have to get ready.
हामी तयार हुनु पर्दछ.
And we have to start now while we're small in number and then we can expand the teams and
अहिले हामी अब सानो संख्या भएकै बेला हामीले तयार हुनु जरुरी छ किनकि धेरै मान्छे आएपछि हामीलाई थाहा हुँदैन हामीले के गर्ने हो भनेर.
So I just want to, I'm adopting the principles of Acts chapter 6 and
म चाहिँ प्रेरितको 6 को प्रिन्सिपलहरू मैले यहाँ लिइरहेछु.
Where it says, but we devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word, and the statement found approval with the congregation, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Peter, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, and they brought them before the apostles, and after praying for them, they laid hands upon them. The word of God says that each and every one of us has to fulfill our ministries.
बाइबलले यो भन्दछ कि हामी सबैजनाले परमेश्वरले हामीलाई एउटा यो गिफ्टहरू यो उपहार जस्तो एउटा गिफ्ट दिनुभएको छ अनि त्यसमा चाहिँ हामी सबैको हात पर्दछ.
And each and every one of us has to play a part.
अनि यो परमेश्वरको यो काममा चाहिँ हामी सबैले एउटा काम गर्नुपर्ने एउटा छ एउटा कुरा.
I thank you for for Joan over the years. She's always looked after the Sunday evening catering. For years.
John le mo dhanyabad bhanchu kinaki John le chha sadaya hamile aitabar wale ba hamla eta da sabai ko hercha wale gardinu huncha.
She's been a faithful deaconess to the church.
Wachiya church ko ekdamai abo faithful deacon pani hununcha.
She's a prayer warrior.
Ani waha prarthana pani ekdamai garnu huncha.
She's a tower of strength in the church.
Yachi abo wachi euta ekdamai bolyo hununcha waha hamro lagi yaha.
And at the same time, we need others to come along and help. And some of you are already coming along and doing it. But it would be good to put together known teams so that when people are away on holiday, when people are maybe are not feeling well, or maybe people need a break, that we know that somebody else just stands in the gap.
त्यसै गरी अब एउटा सानो एउटा टिम बनायो भने राम्रो हुन्छ होला किनकि अब कुनै अब बाहिर गएको बेला कुनै के भएको बेला त्यो टिम भयो भने चाहिँ त्यो टिमलाई हामीले भरोसा गर्नु मिल्ने अनि त्यो टिमले गर्न सक्ने कुरा हुन्छ.
It's good to see that some of our young people actually go and help on a Sunday evening. It's great. You know, so often you find young people are the last people to do anything. You know, they always want it done for them. But thank God our young people are getting involved.
अनि यहाँ एकदम राम्रो पनि भएको छ भकुरको हाम्रो जवान यङ केटाकेटीहरूले पनि आएर यहाँ मद्दतहरू गरेका छन् अनि धेरै प्राय अब यङ केटाकेटीहरूको चाहिँ के हुन्छ भने अब सबै आफ्नो आमा बुवाले गर्दोस् भनेर खोज्दछ तर उनीहरूले चाहिँ आफ्नो टाइम दिएर यहाँ आएर यहाँ सघाएको छ यहाँ मद्दत गरेको छ त्यसको लागि पनि धन्यवाद.
This is your ministry in the church that ministers to other people. Pick up the ministry and begin to help in what way you can, and we will see God moving in power.
परमेश्वर ले तपाई हर सो हामी सबैलाई सेवाकायको लागि बोलाउनु भएको छ जसोसुकै सेवाकाय होस् वचनद्वारा प्रार्थनाद्वारा सुसमाचारद्वारा तर हामीलाई सेवाकायको लागि बोलाउनु भएको छ अनि तपाईँ हामी चाहिँ त्यो सेवाकायको बोलाइलाई हामीले पक्रेर हामी चाहिँ परमेश्वरको हामी सेवा गर्छौँ भनेर हामी सेवक हुनु जरुरी छ.
The garden needs attention already. The grass needs cutting already. We've only just started, you know. Things are moving on. We need help. So we're going to close in prayer. And those of you that can help, just come over here, sit with us, and let's talk. And then we can... Oh yes, sorry. Thank you for reminding me about that. Yeah, I'll do that just before we pray. So after we've prayed and closed the service, if you'd gather over here just for a few minutes so that we can begin to move forward and we can lighten the load and we can press into the things that God has for us to do, and you will receive a blessing from God in what you do. But we have one other thing to do. Stephen, will you come out, please? Not you, the other Stephen. Sorry. Wrong Stephen. Oh, for this story, my apologies. This Stephen, come out, Stephen. I've got too many Stephens at the moment. My apologies. Sit down. Come out, Stephen. I should know you by now, yes. We'll have Stephen 1 and Stephen 2. Amen. Is this from you?
5 pence
Huh? You want 5 pence for a bag, do you? But you don't want anything for this. Right. This is from you, isn't it? Yes. This is a gift, right? Are you listening? You're all ears, are you? Get them pinned. This is a gift from Edwin to you. This is a nice new Bible. It's a large print Bible, right? So you can see that. Now you look after that with great care.
Oh, well.
This is the most important thing in your life.
Amen.
Right? So do you want to come up here, Edwin, and do the job? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Edwin dwara Stephen ko lagi euta upahar ho.
Amen.
Well, you touched my heart last year when you said you had your Bible stolen.
Yes. I know I didn't fetch it last week. Because I've got a current, it's like a current at times. I know somebody else will like it.
No,
and it's not far from me.
I will. Got too many things.
I like to present this Bible Stephen, I hope he treasures it.
Yeah.
And look after it. And may the Lord bless you, Stephen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Bless you, Lord. Praise God. That's great. Would you like to close in prayer for us, please?
Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your presence in this building today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your presence within each one of his lives, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the word that we've just heard today, Lord. Lord, it's so easy, Lord, to get caught up with, Lord, lots of things of the whole church game and everything. And sometimes, Lord, we can easily fall into that pattern, Lord, where everything becomes a task. Praying to you can become a task. Reading our Bible can become a task. Going to church can become a task, Lord. But I thank you, Lord, that today we've been reminded, Lord, of that relationship, Lord, with you, Lord, that it's not about the task factor, Lord, but everything has to do with our relationship with you. And Lord, it's so easy for us to know about you, Lord, but yet not know you. And I pray, oh God, that as we bring ourselves, Lord, into your presence every day, every minute, every second, Lord, I pray, Lord, will you reveal to us, Lord, in such a mighty way, Lord, that our lives will never be the same again, Lord, and our lives will be radically and mightily transformed, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, as we leave this building, Lord, I pray, Lord, that the word that we've just heard, Lord, and the word that we've just received, Lord, may it not just, Lord, be a sense of good word, but may it, Lord, work within each one of his lives, Lord, that we will leave this place, Lord, with a sense of conviction within hearts, knowing that it is only you, Lord, in whom there is true freedom, and it is only you, Lord, in whom there is fullness of joy. And I pray, Lord, for each one of us in here today, Lord. I pray, Lord, that as we leave this place, Lord, we will leave, Lord, with knowing your presence, Lord. And we will continually, Lord, make time, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord, and to continue, Lord, our relationships with you, Lord, I pray. I pray, Lord, that you will be with us, Lord, in everything that we do, Lord. And I pray, Lord, as we keep you and put you in the very center of our lives, Lord, I pray, Lord, that may your name be glorified in us and through us, Lord. I pray and ask these things in your precious name. Amen. 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 Praise God. That's it. We've got some refreshments in the back and we've already heard the announcement. So if any one of you guys would want to help us in developing gardening and church cleaning and all them sort of stuff, please would you just gather in this place straight after the service and so we could discuss more about it. Bless you guys.